Welcome back to another episode of I Love You But You're Wrong with Lydia and Ryan.
I almost said I love you, but we're wrong.
Well, we might be wrong.
We're probably wrong, but it's okay.
Don't take our advice for anything.
Yeah.
But this episode is about time management and organization just in general, like how we stay managed with our time. Mm-hmm. But to start the episode, we're going to do our weekly finds.
Yeah.
And we actually both have one this week.
We do.
So Ryan's going to start.
Alrighty. So this past weekend, I'm a little late to the game here, but this past weekend, if you didn't hear, Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods teed off against each other for it's like a $9 million purse head-to-head match. It was 18 holes. It went to overtime.
In golf.
In case you don't know. Sorry. If you don't know who Tiger Woods is.
Well, some people might not know. I guess so.
I guess that's true. But Phil Mickelson, who's old lefty, they call him old lefty because he's a right-handed guy, but he golfs lefty.
And they call him old because he's on arthritis commercials.
Yeah, he's on all those arthritis commercials with his fake daughter.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen these commercials, but it'll be like, I'm Phil Mickelson's daughter. And she's like drawing. And then
yeah,
in fine print.
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, in the fine print it says, a paid actor, not really Phil Mickelson's
not
daughter.
Not actually Phil Mickelson's daughter. So the first time we saw that, I looked it up, right? Remember? And like made sure he even had a daughter.
Yeah, it's
he has
so
a daughter,
weird,
but I guess she must be really bad at drawing or something. I don't know.
No, they probably just didn't want her like in the fame and stuff. But like,
I don't know. She's probably already in the fame.
I don't know. It was very weird.
Anyway, so Phil Mickelson was the hard underdog against Tiger Woods, and he ended up winning. He won a $9 million purse with a championship belt crafted with 18 karat gold and 2 carats worth of diamonds. Can you imagine having that just sitting around your house?
That's a lot of carats.
Yeah, that's a lot of carats.
Yeah.
I know. Bugs Bunny. Anyway.
No, I didn't mean like that kind of carat.
I knew what you meant. It was a joke.
I just meant because like normal like rings and stuff are like quarter carat.
Yeah, like half carat.
Yeah, like not
And this
two.
Is, what was it?
2.
2 carats worth of it.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And I mean, the $9 million is pretty nice, too.
I mean, and 18 karat gold. I mean, come on. Anyway, and it said that they must have, like, tried the belt on Tiger Woods because they must have thought he was going to win because Phil Mickelson tried the belt on and it didn't fit him.
Is he bigger than Tiger Woods?
He's taller. I mean, I guess he looks more
the
like a dad.
Belts don't deal with height. Belts.
Well, I understand that. He's not, like, not big by any means, but I guess he's bigger. I don't know. But yeah, so he won $9 million off of that. I'm going to say it went to like...
You told me
22 holes.
Yeah,
22 holes.
So it had like 4 extra holes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of holes.
Nah, that's a whole lot of holes.
So you were excited about the golf match. Did you watch the match on TV, Ryan?
No. I didn't realize until afterwards that it was actually streaming for free.
Oh, so you could have watched it.
I could have watched it.
See, we don't pay for cable, so we use our TV for like Netflix and Hulu, and Ryan uses it for like video games and stuff.
Right.
So most sporting events we can't really watch live. So how do you keep up with your sporting events?
Sorry, I was drinking tea. but no, I keep up with all my stuff through Bleacher Report. It's an app you can get on your phone. It's a free app. And you can go in and you pick all your teams. And they have, like, fantasy
like
football.
Like, the teams you like to follow.
Yeah, and so they break it down by sport, and then they break the sports down by teams, I guess, obviously. But, so I follow, like, it automatically puts you in, like, the basic news, like, the breaking news stuff. And then I follow, like, the gaming news. I follow football, baseball, MMA, and...
Hockey.
Yep, hockey's the other one. And then you break it down, break your teams down into that. But pretty much, they have, like, fantasy football, they have fantasy baseball, all the fantasies, they have any sport you can think of.
If you decide to get it, you will get a lot of notifications. So, if you don't like a lot of notifications, make sure you turn them off, because it's, like, every 5 minutes he gets a notification.
Well, not to mention that Knife does it, too.
From Bleacher Report.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's mine.
So, that's your weekly find?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, this past weekend, if you missed it.
Yep.
Yep.
So, my weekly find, I guess it's more than a week, but a couple weeks back, I'm part of a Facebook group, and one of the people on the group was talking about, like, these natural products and stuff, and I already, like, try to buy most of the products in our house, like, natural, like, our soap is natural, like, our dishwashing detergent, laundry detergent, cleaner, Like all that stuff is pretty natural. Our food, like we try to buy organic and natural on things that matter. Like not on everything, you know. Like
meat's a big one for me.
Yeah, meat
like, get grass fed beef. If you can do it, and it's like, so much better.
Yeah, meat and also like fruit, like fresh fruit. I don't know where I heard it. I don't know if it's like completely true, but like the fruit that's not. I know you might need a fact check, but I heard that like an apple like could be like. An apple that's produced with, like, GMOs can be, like, has a shelf life of, like, 3 years or something.
I can believe that. It's preservatives.
Yeah, so that's, like, kind of disgusting.
But you need to also be careful if you get organic apples. They'll go bad a lot quicker.
Yeah, so I get organic apples, but I always have to, like, stand there and, like, look for the good ones. Safeway has really good produce. Martin's does not have a good organic section.
Yeah,
I don't know. If people have Martins around where they live are listening to this. But
their vegetables are okay. It's really nothing special, I don't think. They have a lot of like prepackaged stuff.
And Safeway also has a lot of like Safeway brand, like organic stuff. Like,
which is
like
nice.
Cookies and crackers and vegetables and stuff. So it's cheaper. Because like if you go to like, I don't know, like a health food store. Like when I worked in Green Spring last year, I was going to this store called Mom's. Which is a great store, but really it's nice. Also very expensive. So, like, Safeway is nice because it's right by us. It's not far away. And they have, like, good quality, natural, organic products that are cheaper. So that's a little tangent, I guess. But
that's
so
okay.
I was talking about how, like, we already try to buy, like, stuff like natural and stuff. And then I had recently switched, like, my toothpaste and deodorant to, like, natural brands and, like, my shampoo and, like, my soap and stuff. Kylie, my best friend, well, one of my best friends.
Uh-oh, shots fired, Kylie.
Well, Brit and stuff, so.
I'm just kidding, Liz.
So.
I don't think she'll be offended.
So, she had, like, I want to say maybe a, not quite a year ago. Maybe in the summertime. No, it might have been a year now.
We were living here.
She talked to me. No.
The soap?
No, the deodorant.
Oh, that's what I mean. Deodorant, not soap. I'm sorry. We were living here. Yeah, we just started moving here.
Okay, so in like April.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like before the summer, like in the spring. That is almost a year now. Yeah. Like 4 months.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. So she had been talking to me about how, like, I need to switch to, like, natural deodorant because most deodorants that are, like, you get at the grocery store or whatever have a lot of chemicals and stuff that actually have been proven to cause cancer, which in my family, like, my mom had cancer, my uncle had cancer, grandparents have had cancer, and, like, also other diseases. Like, my grandma had macular degeneration, she had dementia, like, if I'm thinking about, like, the food I'm eating and, like, what I use to clean the house, I also have to be thinking about, like, the stuff I put on my body every day, like deodorant and soap, shampoo, like, toothpaste, all that kind of stuff. That's important, too. So, I was like, okay, Kylie, like, I'll try it out. So, I tried this one brand, Native Deodorant, and I liked it, but you had to, like, get it shipped to you, and they really only had, like, deodorant. They didn't have a whole bunch of other products and stuff. And like I ran out and I just had to get some from the grocery store. So I got Schmidt's, which I got at Target, which I actually didn't really like. It didn't go on very smoothly, I guess, if that makes sense. Like it's not clear, like it's not like invisible, I guess. And it hurt to go on sometimes. Like I would get like a rash from it. So that was definitely not my favorite. So I actually, just got a new brand called Arbonne, and it's smooth, goes on really quick, it's invisible, and it smells like mint, which I really like that smell. A lot of the other ones, you kind of, like, have to stand, you know, everyone stands in deodorant aisle and, like, takes the top, I don't know if it's just me, but
I think you're the only one that I've ever
really?
Seen do that. Yeah, it could be common, I don't know. But
okay, so whenever, like,
I don't ever do that.
I even did that in, like, middle school. Like, when you when you go to buy deodorant, if you're buying a new one, you don't know how it's going to smell. So you take the top off
and
sniff it.
Well, usually you smell it through the thing, though.
No.
You don't take the plastic off.
There's no plastic.
Like the pop thing.
No. So you just take the top off and you smell it. And if you like smell it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. But like, this one I ordered online, but it was mint. So, like, obviously I know I'm going to like that. Like, it's just a generic smell. It's mint. Like, who doesn't like the smell of mint, you know?
Right.
So, I got that. And then also, like, toothpaste-wise, I had been ordering from this place called Thrive Market online.
Which is a really good deal, by the way. It is, if you look into it.
Yeah, it's a good deal, yeah. But we don't really order that much from there anymore. Because yeah, Safeway has better stuff. And it's hard, like... With pregnancy cravings, we had just gotten an order when my, like, morning sickness got really bad, and I didn't want anything that had came. So Ryan ate all of it. But,
shocker.
But, so that's, like, kind of thing. You have to, like, plan out in the head and wait. So I think ordering food online is hard, but, like, products and stuff, that's not hard.
Delivery and stuff is a big thing right now.
Yeah, so what I was saying about Thrive, I had been getting toothpaste from there. And I got this thing, it was called, like, Jason's, and then that ran out, and I got this called, like, Dr. Bronner's at Target.
Did you like that?
I liked them both. They were both, like, pretty good. Before using, like natural packaging. Toothpaste, my teeth got, like, black spots on the back, which was really gross.
Yeah, it's really weird. I've never seen that before.
And I don't know if it's because I grew up on, like, well water, and, like...
You switched to city water.
I don't know. It was weird. But when I switched to the natural toothpaste, they, like... pretty much are completely gone almost, and so that's good.
Yeah.
But, like, then Arbonne, the same place I got the deodorant, also has toothpaste. And I was like, okay, well, I can get both of those there. And then I had been getting, like, natural shampoo. I get the first stuff? I think I got it from Safeway.
Was it from Safeway?
Yeah, I got some from Safeway. Well, I got some from Safeway, then I got a different one from Target, then I got a different one from BJ's.
Which one made you break out?
The one from BJ's made me break out really bad, and I was super itchy, and I was like, this is not good.
Yeah.
So then Ryan's sister had, like, an online party for this company called Posh, and I got shampoo from there, too. But the bottles were kind of small, and it was, like, kind of expensive, but I like it. Like, I like the shampoo. So I still have some of that, but then... when I saw that Arbonne also had, like, shampoo and conditioner, I was like, oh, well, I can just get it from there, too. So that's already four things that I could get from Arbonne. And then when I was looking at the website, too, we had been getting soap from Target, like, natural soap. And then I also got some from Posh from his sister's party. And then I saw that there was body wash on Arbonne. So I was like, oh, well, I can just get that. So basically... all of the stuff that I regularly use, deodorant, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, body wash. They even had face wash that I decided to try because I had been using Noxzema literally since I washed my face when I was in seventh grade, maybe sixth grade. So I was like, okay, I'll try to make a switch to that too. So all this stuff I can get from one place, and I signed up to be a consultant because you get 35% off.
Oh, yeah.
Just to be a consultant. Like, you have a link that people can buy stuff from you if they're interested, but you don't have to use the link. You can just get the discount. And I think the products are great. I'm definitely not a salesy person. I'm not going to be like, oh my gosh, all my friends and family have to buy this. But I think they're good products. I think it's a great deal. I mean, 35% off. And it gets shipped to your house. They have all the stuff that I talked about. They also have makeup, which I don't really use makeup. But if you're into makeup, they have all these natural makeups.
Right.
They have a nutrition line that has, like, these energy sticks and this protein and bars and stuff. I don't really do that kind of stuff, but if you're into that, they have all that. They have a baby line, which we were looking at because that's, like, I'm going to get a discount on it already. And they have shampoo, body wash, diaper rash cream, sunscreen, like, all this stuff in, like, a bundle. And I get it at 35% off. So, like, they have all these really good products. I feel like I've been talking for a while.
If you are
interested in it or want to talk to me about it, comment, message me, text me, whatever. I'd love to talk to you more about it. But if you're not interested, totally fine. I just think a lot of us aren't aware of what's in our products that we're putting on our body and
there's
in our body every day.
I
just think that if you can get better quality products that are going to keep you healthier in the long run, and they are also, like, effective products, like, they're great. Like, I feel like my hair's looked better recently from using the shampoo. I don't know. I just think that's a good deal.
I actually think about something kind of like that. I heard that was really interesting, which is not really shocking to me at all. But it's going on about, like, just people look into what you're eating. Just do a little research, especially if it's like fast food or something.
I'm giving him a look because Ryan doesn't look at anything he eats normally.
Sometimes I do. I've gotten better at it, I will say. Anyway, no, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they got on some tangent about Taco Bell.
And they were, yeah, that's disgusting.
Yes, and I mean, you know it's disgusting, but do you know what percent of their meat is actually meat?
No, it's like grade D. It's really gross. Yeah, it's dog food.
It's all filler.
It comes out of a hose.
It's 64% filler.
It comes out of a meat hose.
Not to mention, look this up, people.
Sorry if you like Taco Bell. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I love Taco Bell, too. It's delicious. Yeah, but
we're not bashing Taco Bell. No. Please don't sue us.
But no, they won't sue us. But anyway, they have something in it called silicon dioxide. Look it up. It's sand. It's like, it's a
declumper. But are you sure that's not like in most products?
I don't think so. Okay. But I've never heard of it before.
I feel like I heard of it in chemistry.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a, it's, but if you look it up, it's like dirt that they're putting in their meat. It's crazy. But it's like 64%.
I used to eat at Taco Bell literally like every week when I was little.
Same.
I would get a chalupa. And, like, those chips with, like, the neon orange, like, nacho cheese. And, like, I turned out totally fine. I'm not saying you have to eat super great. Like, no, I'm not saying, like, all this stuff is, like, super, super important. You're going to die if you don't do this. But I do think it will make you healthier. And I do think as you get older, you have to be more cognizant of it. And I also think if there's better options out there, like, why subject your body to subpar options?
Well, and the thing to me is that it's gotten to the point now where buying organic and buying like stuff that, in reading the labels, buying things that are good for you, really isn't that much more expensive than buying.
If you shop the deals, stuff. You know where to get, what to get, and you can also save money. Like,
so just pay attention.
Through discounts and stuff.
Pay attention. Helpful. Your body will thank you. I mean, if you've never had grass fed beef, like if you were like me, and I don't know if we had grass fed beef or not, but like, if you get really good beef once, or you get, like, wild game or something, you feel, like, energized after you eat it. You don't feel like, oh, I'm ready to go take a nap. You feel like, I'm ready to do something. You know? It's a different feeling. You can tell it's better for you. And it's really not that more expensive. And it makes a world of difference. But anyway,
It's just, like, what do you want to spend your money on? Like, what are your priorities? Like, because I know, like, so I think the toothpaste I want to say is like $17, which some people might be like, oh, that's super expensive. Which I don't know if it actually is 17. I don't remember the exact amount. But like think about that. If that's super expensive, that's literally like maybe a movie and a soda, and it's gonna last you like 2-3 months. Like, you're saying that your health isn't worth that, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Like,
you're right.
It's just, it's people don't have, about. I feel like people don't have the right, some people, I don't know. I feel like some people don't have priorities on what's going to be best for them in the long run. They kind of just think of the present day.
I know who you're talking about over here. You're talking about me. I see how it is.
I don't know why you're talking like that.
I don't appreciate you coming at me like that, Lydia.
I didn't.
Anyway, I feel like it's easy for people to get caught in ruts where it's comfortable. Like, you're getting the same thing all the time. You like it, but you don't really think about how it's affecting your body.
And if you try something new, you might like it too. If you hate then don't do it again.
But I can understand why people be adverse to that too. Some people don't like doing that, you know? Some people get caught in their own ways, and that's okay too.
I think it's worth a try.
I agree. But anyway, so on to the real topic of talking about. That's okay.
So we're talking about time management and organization.
Yeah.
Ryan's going to start us off.
All right. So our main thing that we do, I think, our biggest thing, is we keep a dry erase calendar. And so that, if you have somebody in your house that has guy brain like me and can't remember
anything.
Yeah. I have a horrible time remembering things. Some guys are great at that. But if you got a guy that has guy brain like me, and so Lydia, when we first moved in here, you would babysit almost every other weekend, right? Then you have like 4 or 5 families.
More than that. Yeah, I mean, have like 8, 9 regular families.
Ballparking.
Yeah.
But I would always forget, and I'd be constantly asking her, hey, who are you babysitting for this week? Where are you babysitting again?
What time do you babysit?
Yeah, what time? It was always what time. Mainly because I wouldn't play video games, but that's just me. but anyway, so we kind of came to the consensus. I felt bad for always asking. And so I don't know if you remember me telling you I feel bad, but I felt terrible about it.
Yeah, you and said so, you felt bad, but I was like annoyed because like literally told him like 40 times, like, please stop asking.
You were actually pretty patient about it, which was okay.
But yeah, anyway. I was nice about it, but I was annoyed because like when you say something 5 times and then they ask you again, you're like, okay, you're not listening to me.
So what you're trying to say is it's hard to live with me, Lydia? Is that what you're trying to say right now? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I saw that look. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so what we do is we got this dry erase board that we leave at our breakfast bar.
It's a dry erase calendar.
Yes, I'm sorry. Dry erase calendar. That is true. And so we color code it.
We have it in our kitchen.
Yeah.
Which is like the central part of our house, I guess.
We spend our most time in the kitchen.
Because it's a kitchen with like a dining room.
Yeah.
Attached.
Obviously we don't have kids yet, so we just kind of hang out and just talk.
Yeah.
And play cards. We play cards a lot. So we're in the kitchen dining room a lot. And so we'll color code it. Lydia's is blue. Mm-hmm. Normally hers is a lot more busy than mine. Mine's red. I mean, what do we got? We got maybe 2 red things up there right now. Maybe 1. We had 2.
You have one like a day off work. So I wrote off in red. So
yeah.
We knew you were off work.
Yeah.
And then we also have red for tomorrow. You're helping my dad hang kayak racks in the garage. So I wrote that on there for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. As you can tell, I don't write these things down. So it's just mainly so that I can keep track of everything.
And then we have a together color, green.
Yes.
So like stuff we're doing together. Like next week, so excited, we're going to a concert. But we'll talk about that in our next episode because that'll be like our weekly thing. So.
Yeah, we'll talk
but
about
it. But we're going to a concert.
Yeah, we'll film the episode or air the episode after the concert so we can talk about it and stuff. But anyway, so yeah, we'll do green for both of us. Like we're getting Christmas trees with our parents and our
and
families.
Sisters.
Yeah, and my family. So, I mean, it's a big thing that it just get a dry erase one just because then you can just wrap the days around so you can go from the bottom to the top, you know?
Yeah,
it just makes it easier.
Each day that happens, we erase that day and write the next day.
I mean, that's not any groundbreaking thing there.
Yeah, so like today, November 27th happened, so I erased that and the spot for that calendar happens to be January 1st. So it'll be 2019 before
that's
you know
insane.
It. But so we have, basically, we can see on our calendar from November 28th all the way to January 1st, all the upcoming stuff.
Right.
And there's also a space at the bottom for notes if there's something that's happening, like say on January 3rd. Well, we can't write it in its spot yet, but we'll put it down there. And then when that spot opens up, we can put it on the correct day.
Makes sense.
But then what do we do from the dry erase calendar? What do we do?
So what we'll do, you want to get into that? I mean, kind of roll into that.
Yeah, I can talk about it, I guess.
Go for it.
So we just have like blank pieces of paper, like small notepad paper, I guess. Not the size of like 8.5 by 11, but not like a sticky note, like bigger than that. And we write out like the next couple days. Sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's a little more, give or take. But we'll write the date, and then like from the calendar, we'll take all the essential stuff that's happening. So like I had a parent-teacher conference after work today, so I wrote that on there.
Make sure we write down when we're doing the podcast too.
Yeah, and like if we have like I babysit Thursday 1 to 5, so I write that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan has to take Maggie to his parents on Thursday, so we write that on there.
Right.
Like that kind of thing. And then we look and see where there's free time. And whenever there's free time, we talk about it together and decide, are we going to spend that time together or are we going to have a little bit of on your own time? And we try to keep a good balance of it. Like,
yeah, we try to. Yep.
Like, probably like maybe 2 or 3 days during the work week, we'll be together. 2 or 3 days during the work week, we'll be on your own till around 8. Then at 8, we like come together and relax before we go to bed. We go to bed super early. So 8 probably sounds early to you guys, but we go to bed at like 9.
Yeah, 9:30 if we're feeling frisky.
So
feeling foggy, frisky. Oh, that sounds terrible.
And in our on your own time, Ryan really, really likes to play video games.
Yeah, it's kind of my stress relief.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you you girls listening to this with your boyfriends probably hear that all the time, but I've been doing it since I was 5 or 6, so and it's always been my thing. So.
Yeah, so if anyone listening wants to play video games with Ryan...
Or if you want to follow my stream, I can put it in the show notes too. Yeah. I haven't streamed in a while, but I mainly try to.
Comment or let him know. He'd love to have a gamer friend. He has a bunch, but...
I've got gamer friends, thank you very much.
But, like, a real life one.
A real life one? That sounds terrible.
So then, and then in my on your time, I normally, like, I'm either doing stuff for school, like making the calendar for the next month. Like school, like my teaching, I mean. I feel like when I say school, people think I'm in school. Like, no, I just call my job school since I teach at a school.
Yeah.
I feel like
Yeah, if you haven't caught up with what our lives are like, I mean, we go over that in the first
episode? Yeah. I'm a preschool teacher, so I call my work school. So that it can get confusing. But I'll do stuff for school, like lesson planning or coming up with next month newsletter, calendar, or that kind of thing. I look at my phone, look at social media, that kind of thing, listen to podcasts, SoundCloud, all that kind of stuff. So that's, and I also do a lot of work for my parents' restaurant. I do all of their wedding wire messages. I do all of their email blasts, their holiday and event flyers, their website. So my parents own a restaurant in my hometown where I grew up, and they're both not good with the technology. So I do a bunch of the back end stuff for them. So that's pretty much what I do on your own nights. So
yeah, so they're basically the reason we started doing this was because we were having times where we were like, I would come in from work. I'd be like, man, I really want to play video games. And I had a long day, whatever. And then you would be thinking,
but I really wanted to hang out with you because I had a long day and I didn't feel just sitting by myself.
Exactly. Right.
So Ryan really likes to have alone time to de-stress. And when I have alone time, it sometimes makes me stressed.
Right. So,
finding a balance between that has been a learning curve, but I think it's been going better.
Well, it helps you too, right? I mean, yeah, I don't it's mean been to going speak better. For you, but...
It's just because I don't have like a hobby like video games.
Right.
But I feel like now, like obviously with the new baby coming, like I'm going to have no free time. I'm going to be super busy, but.
Well, I mean, so do I.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be playing video games with a baby.
No, like, but you'll be at work during the day. I'm going to be home all day. I meant like I'd be home all day and have nothing to do, but that's not true because I'll be busy taking care of the newborn. I got you.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
So that's pretty much what we do with the daily schedule from the calendar.
Well,
so
the one thing I wanted to add to that is that, as I was saying before, we did it because we needed our own time and we needed that kind of stuff. But it doesn't like breed aggression towards each other where like when I would come home and I wouldn't play video games, you wouldn't hang out. I'd be like, well, I want to play video games. You're like, well, I want to hang out. And then we fight and we get upset about it. But this is, it's written down. We're going to stick to it. This is what we're going to do. It helped. To me, it's helped a lot.
Yeah. And obviously, like, if someone had a horrible day, like, if I had a horrible day and was supposed to be on your own night and I really just wanted to hang out with Ryan, like, obviously he's not going to be, like, horrible about it and be like, no, I'm playing video games. It's my night, you know? Right. So, like, we'd be flexible with it, but we do try to stick to it just so that we don't get into the habit of, like, having it up in the air again and that kind of thing.
Because that just breeds aggression. If there's one thing I can say about that, it's just if you find that you guys are fighting or something like that, or one of you thinks that it could shoot up one way, the other one, write it down. Talk about it. It's such clears everything up for us, I think. I feel like.
So the two big things that we've talked about, the dry erase calendar, the weekly schedule. I also have a planner that I use. Ryan does not. I mean, don't like to use electronic planners. Like, I know a lot of people nowadays use, like, Google Calendar. Not a fan. I need, like,
I'm not a huge fan pen, of that either.
Pencil, paper. I have a planner I got online. They have them at Target, that kind of thing. It has, like, it's a spiral bound, kind of like a notebook. Has the whole month calendar, and then each day has its own page. It has a big page for each day. So you don't have, like, just a teeny little square to write everything. So it has, like, a time schedule. It has a to-do list, like a section for like priorities, a section for like your like top three things that you have to get done. It has like a section for like tonight, like that kind of thing, and like a notes section. So like pretty much anything that you need for that day is in there. So I found that to be really helpful, and just I don't carry the dry erase calendar with me. I will take a picture on my phone pretty much every morning of the dry erase calendar, just so that I can also have it on my phone. Ryan probably thinks I'm weird because he's not normally here when I take that because he's at work.
No, I've seen it on your phone though.
Okay. just because like sometimes I'll forget to put it from the dry erase board into my planner.
It's really not a terrible idea. I laugh at you, but it's really not a bad idea. Yeah,
so that's just so that I can keep everything on track, I guess.
Yeah, in case you forget.
Yeah.
God forbid one of us forgets something, you know?
Do you want to talk about your email organization?
Oh, how great it is?
Yeah, let's hear it.
How amazing I am at
Let's like, hear your email organization. I'm interested.
Well, I can't tell you how many I have, because this phone doesn't tell me like an iPhone did. Because we just switched over from, if you didn't hear on the last podcast, we just switched over from Sprint to Verizon, got Droid.
Yeah, so if you want to hear a funny story.
It's not really funny.
Hilarious.
It's
kind of
it's insane.
Annoying story.
Which is really funny because.
Go listen to the last episode, because I had a great time dealing with Sprint and Apple over the course of 9 days and like 7 people on online chat.
It's funny because I went to Sprint the other day to go turn my phone in. Turns out I didn't have to turn my phone in. They didn't tell me. Anyway, I go in there and I heard somebody like behind me, like they'd come up after me. And they were like, hi, I just wanted to... It was Saturday. It was the day after Black Friday. But I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But she was like, I just want to talk to somebody about switching from Verizon to Sprint. And she was like, just because of the deals. And I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. It's like parallels. But anyway... So, yeah, on my phone now, it doesn't tell you, like, how many emails you have left over. But I had easily over 2,000. I have easily over 2,000 unread emails. Just because I feel like there's a lot of people like this. There might not be. She's in there. But I don't read my emails. It comes as a notification.
I don't think there's a lot of people like that.
I don't know. Maybe, I think there is.
Okay, we'll put a poll up on our Instagram. Because I'm curious whether... Let's see how many people have how many unread emails in their inbox.
Yeah.
Because you should only have an email marked unread unless, one, you haven't read it yet, two, it's important and you're leaving it unread as a reminder that there's something actionable in it you need to do.
Nah.
Ryan has thousands of unread emails that he has to sift through and hope he doesn't miss something important.
Nah.
He almost missed something important the other week.
Yeah, right.
So, like, anything that we get emails for, like our house, like our mortgage, our BGE, our Comcast, now our phones, like, all of that goes to my email because we know if it goes to Ryan's, it gets lost in the lands of unknown.
I think you're just jealous
that
I can have this many emails and you can't. So,
well, you could check my trash.
I'm just saying. So I think it's all jealousy, Lydia.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're wrong. So.
So that's how our organization is. Well, comparatively.
Well, I haven't finished. I also have folders in my email,
which
are very helpful. So when you're doing something in your inbox, you might say, "Hey, I need to save this, but it's taking up a lot of room in my inbox. I'm going to move it to this folder." So I
have... You spend that much time on your email.
It's so simple. You literally click it, click the new move to button, and click the folder name. So if I have something from Comcast, like, thank you for your recent payment on your bill, you click it, you click move to, and you click Comcast. So then if you're looking for your Comcast statements, let's say Comcast says, oh, you didn't pay this month. You literally can click on your Comcast email folder, say, here's the email that says I paid. Here's the number. Yeah, that kind of thing.
I'd be curious to see how many people are like one of us. I'm just curious.
Well, I think it's very important.
That seems crazy to me.
I think it's important to have folders to keep things separated if you use your email for a lot of things. I use my email for our bills. I put purchase receipts. So we just bought a crib and a stroller. I don't want to erase those emails, but we don't have a printer at our house, so I'm not going to print them out. So I like have a... folder in my emails that's for purchases. So if I know I made a purchase and I had an online receipt, it's going to be in that folder. I use my email for teaching. So if a parent emails me or the director of my school emails me, I put that in the teaching folder. I have a whole bunch of different folders just to keep things organized, which I think is important. Because if you're organized in every other aspect of your life and your emails are a mess, then you could be missing out on a lot because a lot of people do things electronically and by email these days. So,
yeah.
So that's pretty much like our time management and organization. We also talked about our financial organization. Where did we talk about that, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that, what, was it two podcasts ago? Or was it last one?
What's the title of it?
That was the money management one.
Management podcast.
Yeah. Look for the one with two
episode.
Separate things.
Yeah.
Yeah, two separate parts to it. But yeah, so that was, I think, two episodes ago. Because the last one was wedding, right?
Yeah, the last one was the wedding. If you're interested in how we keep our finances organized, which is like a whole other topic in itself.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
That's in that episode. So probably go back, listen to it if you haven't yet.
But yeah, I think it's our best episode.
Which one?
The money management. I think it is. I think we
had a lot of good tips.
Yeah, we had a lot of good tips, I think.
So that's good.
Yeah. So that's good.
So upcoming this week, what do we have this week?
All right, so coming up this week, right? What do we got? We got second sonogram coming up, right?
Ryan just farted.
Hey, man, I had tacos, okay? or nachos.
So we do have another sonogram because, we announced that we were having a boy, but yes. He was moving around so much in the last sonogram that they couldn't get all the pictures they needed.
Nope. We got a bunch of
them. And the pictures that they got were not great. So the doctor was like, I don't really know what to do with this. I can send you back to the same people. You just got them done. Or we can just send you to some different people and they have better equipment, better technicians.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they were going to be at the same hospital too, which was great because it's only like 15 minutes away. But then they were like, oh yeah, we can't. So you're going to have to go down to Sinai, which is, how far is Sinai away? It's got to be like 50 minutes away, right?
It's longer than that during rush hour.
Yeah. So it'll be a little while.
So it'll be a little bit of a drive, but it's
So it'll be nice because we're gonna go down there. We're gonna have our sonogram. Then we get to meet with somebody actually and have a talk with somebody about what we saw in the sonogram and what's gonna happen. Where we didn't get that in our last sonogram, they made us wait. So they were like, oh well, your doctor will talk to you about this or talk to you about whatever.
Yeah. So we have that on Friday.
Knowing us, that's good.
Which is good. We'll confirm that it's a boy.
Yep.
And then this weekend, Saturday, we actually have a free day, which like never happens.
Yeah, that never happens.
But Sunday, I'm babysitting for like 8 hours.
Your last ones. It's coming up.
Yeah, I am finished my regular babysitting as of Thursday, mm-hmm. And today is Tuesday. So today's Tuesday. So this week I finish up my daily, like my weekly daily babysitting. And then at the end of December, I will be finished like my kind of like regular monthly people that I babysit for. So then I'll be completely done and free.
At that time you'll be popping anyway.
Yeah. I'll be in the third trimester in January. So like no way am I going to try to do that. We have to get ready for our own kids. So
yeah.
So that's pretty much what we have coming up. Mm-hmm. We hope you liked the episode.
Yeah. Look at that.
As always,
you thought we were taking too long. We're right on time. Look at that.
Follow our Instagram.
What's our Instagram?
It's ILY, but you're wrong. It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah, it'll be in the show notes, but it's your spelled YOURE.
Yeah.
Like you would say it.
You are.
I know. I'm just saying.
Hey, Ryan's trying to give you a grammar lesson.
Yeah.
So,
you don't listen to me about grammar.
So follow us on Instagram. We also have a blog, which you can get a link to mm-hmm. from the Instagram, the show notes.
We'll throw our personal Instagrams in there as well, if you're interested. And I'll throw my stream in there too, since we talked about it. And if anybody wants to check it out. That's cool. Give me I don't know if you like Twitch or anything like that, but yeah. And maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll get back into it. Cause I need motivation to get back into that because it's a lot of work, believe it or not. So
We'll so put we that hope in you too. Liked the episode.
Yeah, we hope liked
it. Next week we will talk about. Let's see. What do you want to talk about next week, Ryan?
I don't know. What are we talking about? We talk about. I don't know.
What we do you have a list that we're looking.
Yes,
at.
Yes, we have a list. We're going to try and figure this out. One of these times we'll actually be prepared and we'll just have it ready for you. But I don't know. You want to talk about our adventures in planning for the baby so far?
Sure.
All right, we'll that's
talk
what we'll
about
do.
That next week. So
it's been adventurous. We're learning a lot.
And we'll talk about it next week.
We are. Yeah.
So we hope you had a nice time listening to our episode.
Yeah.
And
episode number 5.
Well,
six.
Look so we'll talk to you next time.
Awesome. Catch you guys later.
Bye.